Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. How are you today? This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 27, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and ideas a great success. Well, this is just such a beautiful fall day. Of course, fall is my favorite time of the year. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, and the leaves are changing. And of course, that represents change for us all, because it's the time of the year when we should start thinking about, you know, what we have done so far in our lives this past year and being grateful for the chance to live that life and to wake up each day so far. So it's just a wonderful time of the year to just really start just being grateful and practice the art of gratitude. Also, though, it's time to start thinking about moving forward as well, because you can't press on all of the things that you didn't do. Don't forget, with time, you cannot recapture time back, simply because time is not in our control. It is in the control of God, right? So as we receive 24 hours every day, that's something that we can't capture. So you can't beat yourself up for what you did not accomplish thus far. You can't get angry. You can't get upset. But what you can do is you can make a positive choice to move forward, reset your goals, and make sure that you know that you don't have to do it alone. And that's what being a savvy woman is all about. A savvy woman is someone who stays in the know. She's not afraid to let people know she needs help. She's innovative and always coming up with bright new ideas to implement. But most of all, a savvy woman is most concerned with staying in the know, always being knowledgeable of whatever it is that she wants to know about, like a sponge absorbing water. That is what a savvy woman is all about. And so as we start today's show, I want to make sure that you understand that today, moving forward, you have been given a wonderful blessing to change positively in your life and to start doing something about the goals that you have not been accomplishing in life. And so I want to remind you of that. I want to remind you that you were pre-installed with all of the things necessary to be a successful woman in business and in life, and you are the one that can make it happen. You know, sometimes I think we don't give ourselves enough credit. You know, we don't believe that we always have that potential to bring about gigantic changes in our lives and to be able to experience those type of changes. But I have experienced it, and I'm here to tell you that you can impact your life in a huge way overnight, because it requires you to make a choice. To make a choice either to procrastinate and just sit on your dreams, sit on your goals, or to take some action. And as you know, action is the solution. It's the cure. It's the recipe for success. You can't really worry about always, if I do this, it may not work. What you have to remember is that with everything, take an educated guess. That means be that savvy woman who absorbs that knowledge like a sponge and know how you're going to apply that knowledge. And then from there, move forward and don't look back. Move forward with your goals, with your dreams, whatever it is that you want in life. So very, very important. You know, our theme all this month has been productivity power, getting things done, tips and resources to help you have a better workflow system. And, you know, you can make that to-do list and set all of those goals you want, but again, if you don't have that efficient workflow system for you to run in, then you won't get many things accomplished. So all of this month I've been, you know, basically just giving you topics that I know will help you to be a more productive woman. On October 6th, the first Monday of this month, we talked about creating a productivity system that works. On October 13th, we talked about creating your daily operations plan. I want to just say thank you to everyone who gave me very positive feedback on that show. A lot of people asked a lot of questions about putting their daily operations plan together. And then on last Monday, October 20th, we talked about productivity tools and resources that can help you. And so today, as this is the last Monday of October, we're going to be talking about today making a commitment to your calendar. Again, making a commitment to your calendar. So now is the time to go ahead and get that pen and notepad out because, again, we've got another information-packed show for you today. I also want to remind everyone that I will be speaking at the Next Level Conference coming up here in Atlanta at the beautiful Simpson Wood Resort on November, Saturday that is, and that will be Saturday, November 8th. And so I'm very, very excited. For those of you that are longtime listeners of the show, you may have heard me talk about the three most important roles that should be played in the business: laborer, manager, entrepreneur, visionary. Well, I have created the most fantastic speech presentation for this conference, and that's exactly what I will be talking about. So I will be giving a little bit of information about that, more to come on later on in the show, but I definitely, if all of you can make it out to the Next Level Conference, that would be so wonderful to see many of you who I have not met in person. It would be so wonderful to see many of you in the audience. It is 12:06 after the hour, and many of you have just tuned in to the show. I want to thank you so much for listening to Successful Woman Radio. We are so excited. So many wonderful things going on with the show and with the topic of being a successful woman that I'll be sharing with you in just a little bit. Also on the show today, four questions to give you clarity. Don't want to miss that out. Excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success with John C. Maxwell. Today I'll be reading an excerpt from Chapter 4, How Do I Get There from Here? And that is such an, it's an awesome chapter, and so I will be reading Part 1 of that chapter today, and then I'll be reading Part 2 of that chapter the first Monday of November. So this book is really in-depth, and it looks like this book we'll be reading all the way through the end of November. So for those of you that have not picked up your copy, it is John C. Maxwell, the author, Your Roadmap for Success. And it's a really good book that just basically, in a nutshell, the book just talks about you getting up off of your behind and putting some action behind your dreams and goals and whatever it is that you want in life. But he does it in such a way that he breaks everything down. And at the end of each chapter, he gives you like a chapter breakdown worksheet so that you can look at how you're going to utilize that information for yourself. So again, this is a great time to get that notepad out and take some notes. You're also going to hear about upcoming events at Women About This. And then, of course, we want to make sure, especially since we're coming to the end of the year, we want to make sure that you realize that it's time for you to start pulling together your strategy. So I'm going to share something special that is going to be going on at our holiday extravaganza coming up on Saturday, December 6th. So we've got a lot for you. This is a great, great time for you to go ahead and take out your phone and flash over on another line and share with at least one other person that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air right now. It's not difficult to do. You just flash over on that second line. And for those of you with pen in hand, the phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. For those of you that would like to call and share the phone number with someone, or text it, for that matter, if you have your cell phone in hand. For those of you who are listening live from your desktops, your laptops, your smart devices, we thank you so much for tuning in to Successful Woman Radio. And you can easily, of course, share Successful Woman Radio just by going to your favorite social network and just putting out there Successful Woman live on the air now and posting the phone number 347-637-2589, or you can leave the direct URL for them to listen live on their smart devices, which is blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Isn't it fantastic that technology has gotten so advanced to the point to where you don't even have to really dial into the show if you don't want to? You can listen to the show from your cell phone if you have a smartphone by simply going to that URL, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Or if you're at your desktop or you have a smart device such as a notepad or iPad, you can also just go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio and listen right from that device as well. So that's just absolutely fantastic. I love it. And that is such an advantage for us as small business women, because you don't have to have a huge budget to have a wonderful radio show these days. You don't have to have a huge budget to do a lot of things in business that used to require a lot of money. You can do your own videos. You can do your own radio show. You could do so very much. And coming up in November, we're going to be talking about all of the new things that you can do with technology and how technology can actually help you to grow your business. And with that said, I'm very happy to announce that come the first Monday of November, we will be debuting Successful Woman Network. And I am so excited about Successful Woman Network. And let me just quickly tell all of you what that's about. Well, we have the Successful Woman Radio Show. And for the last couple of years, we've had a host of individuals to ask us questions about how to start the radio show, how different things work. And so what we decided to do as an added value feature at womenaboutbiz.com is to go ahead and create our own program for women who would like to start their own radio show. If your target market is indeed women, then you will be able to be a part of the Successful Woman Network. And what that is our radio shows that will fall up under the Successful Woman banner. But we are going to guide you on everything from, communications to creating your script, to timing your show, how to make it flow, how to bring in advertisers, all of those things that you may not know about. Wow, I've been doing them now for 9 years. So I will be able to pour out all of that knowledge that I've gained over the last 9 years in being so successful with our radio show. For many of you that may not be aware, Successful Woman Radio is 9 years old. We have been airing for a very long time, and we have had literally hundreds of thousands of individuals to download our show. And one thing that I really like about the blog talk format or internet radio is that it just doesn't stop on the day that you do the show, but it really goes on perpetually for as long as you have that show uploaded to various areas, within the internet world. And so that's what's so very, very beautiful about doing an internet show. And I've had pros and cons, people to talk to me and say, oh, you need to do a live show. I've actually had radio stations to contact me and want me to do a live radio show. And that might be something for the future if it could be syndicated. However, I just absolutely love the flexibility that I can broadcast from my own home office. You can hear me and people from around the world can. And for those of you that have always had the dream of speaking, of imparting your knowledge and your wisdom to other individuals, then you are definitely going to be interested in our program where we help women to get their radio shows up and going. 12:14 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, last week I forgot to do something very important, and that was I forgot to give out the e-prizes. Duh, how could I have forgotten? We had so much information going on last week's show, I just forgot. So today, 5 lucky guests. Last week I set 3, but I'm going to add 2 more on and do 5 lucky guests will win the Power of Follow-Up Audio and Workbook, okay? And this is something that all of you really are going to want to go after, simply because I'm going to tell you that in the Power of Follow-Up Workbook, hey, I laid it out for you to create a phenomenal follow-up system that will give you results. So the workbook includes, you know, what does follow-up mean? How to become a master of follow-up, fear of rejection, core areas of follow-up in business, having the right follow-up tools in place, creating your follow-up system, how to put it all together, and I even give you sample forms to use in your own follow-up system. And, of course, I give you the audio of our follow-up teleclass as well. So this is an awesome package that I am giving away, our e-prize giveaway, and it's going to go out to 5 lucky guests. So at this time, I'm going to give away 2 of those packages right now for the first 2 people that press *1 on their phone keypad. Again, for the first 2 people that press *1 on their phone keypad, I am going to give away 2 of those e-prizes at this time. Okay, I see that we have a few people that have pressed that. Let me go ahead and put live. And the last 4 of your phone number is 2318. Again, 2318. You're live on the air. Hi. If the last 4 of your phone number is 2318, you are live on the air. Go ahead. This is Trina. Are you there? Okay, let's go on to the next person. The last 4 of your phone number is 6155. 6155, you are live on the air. Go ahead. Hold on for a minute. I see that the mic might be turned off, so I'm just going to go ahead.
Hello.
Okay, 6-1. Wonderful. And who is speaking?
This is Carolyn Madden with Reflections Embroidery.
Wonderful. Hi, Carolyn. Well, you are the winner of one of our e-prizes, the Power of Follow-Up Audio and Workbook, and you will be receiving that today. And I do believe, Carolyn, we have your email on file, so you'll be getting that from us today. Are you enjoying the show so far?
I am, and thank you all. I look forward to listening every Monday.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, wonderful. That was Carolyn Madden, and she just won her e-prize of the Power Follow-Up Audio and Workbook. I'm going to go back up here again to another caller whose last 4 was 6155. I'm sorry, that was Carolyn, so let me just go again. Let's see here. We have another person, 8683. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning, Trina. This is Rhalda.
Yes,
hello.
Hi, how are you this morning? Rhalda, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I am just wonderful, and thank you so much for that wonderful job you're doing. Great information. We do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. And you are the winner of the Power of Follow-Up Audio and Workbook. And I also believe I have your email address, Rhalda, so I'll be getting that to you later on today.
Thank you so much, Trina, and good job
you've
been doing for us. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I'll be giving out 3 more prizes a little bit later on in the show, and hopefully you guys will have another opportunity to go ahead and get one of those e-prizes. 3 more e-prizes left, the Power of Follow-Up Audio and Workbook, and again, this is a wonderful, wonderful e-prize, because if you've ever been wondering if your follow-up system is really working the way it should, this will really answer a lot of your questions. So stay tuned. I'll be giving away some more e-prizes in just a little bit. I want to go ahead now and just let you know about some things that are going on over at Women About Biz. And for all of you who are listening and you haven't been participating, I want to encourage you to go ahead and update your profile at womenaboutbiz.com and make sure that you have updated it with a new image, your profile image, and also that you update the About Me section as well. We've got some wonderful things going on in the community, and starting in November, all the way through the end of this year. We're going to have some wonderful holiday gifts that we're giving away, but you have to be participating at least twice a week, I would say, to really take advantage of seeing when those prizes are going to show up on the community network. So if you have not joined Women About Biz as a free member, I would encourage you to do so. Also, if you are already a member of Women About Biz, I would encourage you to start participating on the social network in the community, not only just for the holiday prizes, of course, but there are a lot of women joining the network who are looking to connect with other business women, and it would be great if you realize that there is a huge potential there to connect with other women. Very, very important. So definitely take a look at that and really, really start going ahead and participating on the Women About Biz Network as soon as you can. Also coming up this Tuesday, October 28th, in the Metro Atlanta area, we have our Women's Success Roundtable, and this is something that has really gone over very, very well. A lot of women are really liking that format because, you know, a lot of the times you go to an event, and while there's networking and you're passing out business cards, not much else information is being given. Well, that's not the case at our Women's Success Roundtable. So we have been doing our pilot program of that for the last couple of months, and then we are hoping that we will be able to do Women's Success Roundtables through our chapters throughout the U.S. So we're really excited about that. So this month, October 28th, for those of you who are in and around the Metro Atlanta area from 7 to 9 p.m., at the Courtyard Marriott, we will have our Success Roundtable. And to this, I would say tomorrow's topic is going to be net power, strategies to increase your connections and your client referrals. And I am really going to be sharing what I would include as secret tips, because they are things that I have developed, techniques I have designed that really are popping hot for me. So I'm going to be sharing those things with you on tomorrow's Success Roundtable. Also, great networking and connections and information that's always going to help you to grow your business. I can guarantee you're always going to walk away with just some awesome stuff. So, again, I want to encourage you that if you're in and or around the Metro Atlanta area, that you go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top menu bar, put your mouse over events and click chapter networking events. And then you can read the information or just scroll down and register for yourself. Also coming up, as I mentioned earlier, is the Next Level Business Conference. I'm very, very excited about this particular conference. This conference is being put on by member Lisa McDonald, and we are a partner with this particular conference. And I'm excited because I get to give a presentation on the topic of something that is most powerful, and that is, are you the entrepreneur, visionary, or laborer in your business? And I will be talking about that, and I will be sharing with you why it's so important that you know about these three vital roles that must be played. I'm also going to be talking about how you incorporate that team building strategy as well. So a lot of information I am going to be giving out at this particular conference, and I'm also giving a mini workbook along to each conference participant that attends. So again, this is going to be in the Metro Atlanta area. It's certainly worth the drive if you're around the area, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., New York. If you can drive down, that would be absolutely wonderful. And again, this is a full-day conference from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Simpson Wood Conference Center in Norcross, Georgia. And again, just some awesome, awesome speakers at this particular conference. And I just want to kind of give you guys a glimpse of who's going to be there. So we have Robert Gimmel, PhD. He is the director of the Center for Entrepreneurship at Georgia State University. We have Twanda Black. She is the host of Good News Gospel. Awesome session speaker, Stephen Camp, an attorney. Mel Campbell, founder of Believe Enterprises. Greg Henley, CEO of Next Entrepreneur. Ish Holmes, he's a photographer, very well-known, creative entrepreneur. Melody Hunter, I've always wanted to meet Melody, so I'm excited about it. She is the CEO of Melody Hunter. She's creative, very creative with advertising, marketing. Lucia Gentles, president of the Brazilian American Chamber of Commerce. Nancy Lewis, president of Progressive Techniques, another powerful woman I've always wanted to meet. Candace Maddox, owner of Epiphany Brand Design. And, of course, myself, Trina Newby. I will be speaking at this wonderful event. And again, this is called the Next Level Conference in Atlanta on November the 8th. So make sure you register. The website for this particular conference is conference, C-O-N-F-E-R-E-N-C-E, next, N-E-X as in xylophone, N-E-X-T, level.com, conferencenextlevel.com. And go there and you can register. And the Women About Biz discount code is simply WAB as in boy, WAB. So hopefully I will be able to see many of you that are there. Coming up also is another wonderful event that is produced and hosted by Women About Biz. And it is our sixth annual holiday extravaganza coming up on Saturday, December 6th. At the DoubleTree Hotel, very, very, very powerful. As you know, this is a blend. This conference is a blend of our mini seminars, our Women's Holiday Expo, and our popular Wise Women's Luncheon. And I'm happy to announce that this year we have three powerful wise women. We have Dr. Jolanda Clark, medical physician. We have Chloe Taylor Brown, a very noted business coach and a fashion, not a fashion designer, but she was a model in Paris and all over books for a very long time. So you're going to get to hear her talk about her success. And then also we have Angel Nowlin, who is a insurance agent. She owns agencies in the metro area. She's also a radio show host. So I'm just so excited about bringing to you three powerful, powerful women that are going to impart their wisdom, their knowledge during this special time of year. And as you know, the Wise Women's Panel, the concept behind it is, you know, like the three wise men playing into the holiday. And we have our three wise women who will impart their wisdom on the businesswomen. And then we've got some great mini seminars coming, and I'll be announcing what those mini seminars will be on next Monday, on that first Monday of November, November 3rd. So, again, awesome stuff going on. Now, as you know, the Wise Women's Luncheon is a paid luncheon, of course, and then we have the expo and the mini seminars that will be going on. So this is an awesome time. If you have product or service that plays right in there with the holiday season and makes great gift ideas, you're wanting to extend your contact list, you're wanting to meet new women, you know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime to be involved with the holiday extravaganza. So just wanted to remind all of you who are interested in getting that vendor table that October 31st is the last day for that early bird fee, okay? And then it's going to go up to the regular fee. So to learn more about the holiday extravaganza, all you need to do, just go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and then click on holiday extravaganza, and it'll take you right there to the section. And I hope that I will see as many of you as possible. Now, a lot of us go ahead and stay overnight and have one incredible time talking about our dreams, our goals, sharing resources, getting to know each other. And so the hotel has been wonderful with giving us a $99 discount for rooms. So if you are indeed interested in staying overnight, then I'm going to ask you to send me an email at T TNewbie. That's T as in Trina, T-N-E-W-B as in boy, Y as in yard, TNewbie at womenaboutbiz.com, TNewbie at womenaboutbiz.com. And that way I can get that information to you about how to get the special hotel rate for those of you who want to stay over that night. Again, we're going to be having a wonderful, intimate time. We cry, we laugh, we joke, we get great resources, connect with each other, and then that next day we wake up, we have brunch before we leave the hotel. So again, this is a very special time of the year, and for those of you that want to be a part of it, I definitely welcome you. Want to also make sure that I again remind all of you about creating your business strategy. Now, at the Holiday Extravaganza, I try to do something special every year for all of the participants who come to the Wise Women's Luncheon. And so it's not going to be any different this year. We are going to again update how to develop your strategy for 2015. We're going to update that book, but this time, guess what we're going to do? We're going to create a section in there about making money online and how to get better results with your business online. In case you want to also, in your strategic plan, specifically look at how you can do more internet marketing and be more in the social media scene. So, for those who register for the Wise Women's Luncheon, you will be able to get that wonderful packet where it will have instructions for developing your business strategy for 2015. So I'm very, very excited to be announcing that. Let's go ahead and move right into four questions to help give you some clarity. I hope those of you who have been listening to the show over this, this year, I hope that you have been able to put to action those four questions and ask yourself every single week. Sometimes as women, we are all over the place, right? Amen? So we need to sometimes gain that focus, gain that clarity, and the best way to do that is literally by the power of self-questioning, asking ourselves questions that are going to help us to answer and to take a look at what needs to be improved or enhanced, right? So here's question number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish this week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish this week? And again, this is so very, very important because sometimes you have a whole lot of stuff on your calendar, but you really, it looks good, but nothing's being done with it. Number two, what clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? You know, I recommend all of the time that you call at least 3 to 5 new people every single day, because that at the end of the year, if you stick to that rule and stay committed to that, you will have connected with anywhere between 700 to 1,200 people easily. It may not seem that way, but that's how it works out over the 52 weeks. So you will always have people to follow up with. And, the businesswoman who says, I really don't have anything to follow up with, well, then you need to go back to that drawing table, because as a person who is in business, and especially if you're a solo entrepreneur, or small business owner, you definitely have to follow up with individuals. And even from a marketing perspective, you have to follow up and look at people that can become potential clients. So all of us have things that we need to be following up on in our business, okay? And don't forget, just a reminder, I have 3 more e-prizes to give away in just a few minutes on the power of follow-up right along with the audio. So again, get prepared. Here's number 3 in the 4 questions to give you clarity. What are my sales goals for this week? All of us should have sales goals, okay? Because in business, it's all about the money. And I'm not going to play around and go all around the mulberry bush being scared to talk about this. Listen, as women, we have got to get over this fear hurdle of not wanting to talk about money, because money is basically just the fruit of your labor. If you're doing something right in your business, you're going to be rewarded with generating revenue. That's just how it works. And so, again, you have to establish your sales goals. But this question really is a subcomponent of something that should be done at the beginning of every year, which is to establish how much money, how much revenue you want to generate for the year, and then back up and break that down by quarter, by month, and by week, so that you know what you're dealing with. Because, see, this one question right here, it drives everything. It drives how you're going to market. It drives who you're going to market to. It drives, you know, what activities should be on your calendar. It drives all of your to-do items. This one question drives almost everything in your business, and it is the nucleus of your success foundation. So you really have to pay attention to and focus on that money. Very important. And last but not least, my favorite question, how much is in my business checking account? Come on, ladies, check it out today. Go ahead and go online and look at your business checking. You do have one, right? I hope so. I hope many of you are still not merging all of that money into your personal checking account, because that can be such a nightmare from a tax perspective, right? And then you kind of forget what you spent on what. So you always will need that separate business checking account. But asking yourself that question can really spur up different emotions in different women. Some women don't like to pay attention to the checking account when the money is not in there. It's because they'll say to themselves, I already know what's not in there. It's no need for me to go and take a look at it. And then you have those women that say, well, I haven't been in there this week, but I kind of know what's in there, so I don't need to go and look at it. And then you have those women that click and go into their checking account every single day, probably because they're generating revenue and money is coming through there every day. Ding, ding, absolutely. So overall, here's what you need to realize. I don't care if you have zero or if you have thousands or hundreds of thousands. It really doesn't matter. Every business woman who's savvy and in the know should be checking her checking account. She should know what's in there. And there should be two emotions that are spurred up. Either one, it's not enough money and it's going to encourage you and push you to move to that next level to generate that revenue, or you've got revenue coming. Don't get a little cocky. It means that you need to enhance and do more of what you're doing so you can have more of it. Either way, every woman needs to be looking into that checking account. And because I pretty much have an online business and I have ebooks and different things like that, I've set it up to where anytime there's a new deposit, anytime there's a new sale, it just pops right up to my cell phone. It goes ding, ding, and there it is. And I love it. I absolutely love it. So my goal is I want to hear more of those dings. I want to blow my cell phone up with dings all day long. That's really what I want to do. I don't know about you, but I am in business to make money. And if you are, then I am telling you now, ladies, do not get fear and allow that to, you know, to just take over and you not look at your checking account or look at how you want to make money. So enough said about that, because guess what? Keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it is all about on the journey of business. So don't forget that. For those of you that have just tuned in, thank you so very much. You're listening to No Other Than, the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and business I want to go ahead quickly right now and give away three more of those e-prizes for the power of follow-up. You're going to get the audio of the teleclass, and you're going to get the actual power of follow-up workbook. So this is awesome, awesome, awesome. So I'm going to ask you to go ahead and press star one now on your cell phone or your phone. Just press star one, and I will go ahead and start calling out some numbers. So let's see here. I have someone whose last four of your phone number is 3354. Again, 3354. Caller, you are live on the air, and your name?
Hey, this is Nita.
Okay, if you could speak up just a little bit louder, I can't hear you.
Give me just a minute, please.
Okay, and your first name?
Leela.
Leela? Okay, wonderful, yes. Leela. I've got your phone number captured here, and we'll be calling you after the show to get your email address so we can get that prize to you. Have you been listening to Successful Woman Long?
This is the first time I've joined it, and it's really amazing, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing all the information.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, and welcome as a new listener. We hope that you will stay with us. Mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 Eastern Time, and we look forward to connecting. So make sure you join our womenaboutbiz.com website as well, okay?
Sure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, we've got another person. The last four of your phone number is 2318. Again, 2318. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Lenore.
Yes, hi, Lenore. How are you?
I'm fine. This is my first time on Successful Women Radio.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. We hope that you continue to listen. Make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, wonderful. We'll be calling you after the show. I have your number captured, and you are the winner of the Power Follow-Up
Audio
and Workbook. You are welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got one more to give away. Okay, the last four of your phone number is 2380. 2380, you're live on the air right now. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Essie Walker.
Essie, hello, my friend. How are you?
Excellent.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you are the winner of the Power of Follow-Up Audio and Workbook.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. And, of course, we'll be connecting with you after the show to make sure we have the correct email for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are going to be, this is what we're going to do. I see that we have quite a few people that have pressed star one. And so I am just going to go ahead and extend to you. Let me see here. We have last four of your phone number is 9235. 9235, you are live on the air. Go ahead.
This is Dr. LeAngela Moses. How are you, Trina?
I am fine. How are you, Dr. Moses?
I am absolutely fabulous. What a great show.
Thank you so much. And I'm excited about you doing a presentation in that mini seminar for our holiday extravaganza.
Yes, ma'am. I am excited as well.
Wonderful. Well, you are one of the winners for the Power Follow-Up Audio and Workbook, and we'll be getting that to you later today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Wonderful. Okay, next caller, live on the air, 8147 is the last four of your phone number, 8147. You're live. Go ahead. Caller, last four of your phone number, if it's 8147, you are live on the air. Go ahead. Okay, well, I guess that particular caller is not on with us right now, and so I'll come back around to that particular phone number. I'm just going to go ahead one more time and call 8147. The last four of your phone number is 8147. Caller, are you there? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute that now. What about last four of your phone number is 1270. 1270. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. It's Charlene from San Diego. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Wonderful, Charlene. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just love, you know, I always tell you, I appreciate and love you so much. I look so forward to Monday morning. Hear you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you are indeed one of our winners for the Power Follow-Up Audio and Workbook, and we'll be getting that to you later today, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Trina.
Uh-huh. And we're going to go ahead and just keep moving on to one more person. I know I said five e-prizes, but all of you were so nice in pressing that star one. Caller, the last four of your phone number, 1300-1300, go ahead. You're live.
Good morning, Trina. Good morning. This
Good
is
morning.
Nadia from Covington, Georgia, and this is actually my first time actually joining the the radio show. I get your newsletters, and I've been to one or two of the events, but I didn't realize that there was a show. I didn't realize there was so much I was missing out on.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show today, and you are the winner of the Power of Follow-Up audio and workbook. So thank you so much, and we'll be calling you to get your information, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm appreciating all the wonderful information.
Wonderful. Thank you, too. I want to say thank you to everyone who pressed that star one. You are the winners. Carolyn Matten, Rauda, Leela, Lena, Essie Walker, Dr. Moses, Charlene, Maria. All of you are winners, and you will be receiving your Power of Follow-Up. And so I know that you are going to really, really enjoy that. I want to go ahead now and quickly move over to talking about our theme topic. This is our last topic for the month, as we have covered making sure that you have good information about being a productive woman in your business and in your life. So today what we're going to talk about is really about your commitment to your calendar and what that actually means, okay? And so I want to share something with you, quickly, personally for myself. I'm in business, and this was many years ago, but there was a long period of time where I had all of these dreams, I had all of these ideas, and I was real good about talking about them. I was real good about being busy, but here's the thing. At the end of the day, I was just busy to be busy because, you see, I didn't have any structure to what I was trying to do. And that structure is something that's so very, very important. And some of the things that I experienced as a result of not having structure is that every single year I found myself at the same spot. It's like, for those of you who used to watch Batman when you were little, like same bat channel. I was on the same, coming back to the same bat channel every single year, and it would just bug the crap out of me. It was like, okay, why is it that I feel like I'm back here in the same spot as I was last year? I haven't accomplished as many things as I want to. I seem to keep repeating the same habits over and over again, and I'm really not getting anywhere. And then I would say to myself, well, I don't understand it because I'm always so busy. Why is it that I don't have money, the type of money that I should have? What is the problem? And I would ask myself that over and over again. And finally, I just got tired of it and really went on a quest to just put together some support for myself. First, I went to time management workshops. I read a lot of different books. Then I talked with a business consultant and a coach. I looked at what other people were doing. There was a whole lot of different things that I was looking at. But at the end of the day, I'll never forget it because I was listening to Anthony Robbins talk about personal power. And I'll never forget it because I had my aha moment. And he said something that was very true. And he said, regardless of all of the dreams and goals you have in life, and regardless of all of the things that you want to do, regardless of how excited you are about your life and what it is that you want to do and the amount of money that you want to make, it all is nothing if you don't have commitment and action. Okay? It all means nothing. It's moot point if you don't have commitment and action. And I think that is when I had my aha moment, because I honestly had to sit there and ask myself, am I really committed, seriously committed to what I am trying to do for my life and my business? Or am I kind of like straddling the fence? Am I halfway on that? And then the second thing I had to ask myself is, how many of my dreams and goals have I honestly, if I had to really look at it, because I'm not talking about attempt, because, a lot of the times women will be asked, are you really working hard on your dreams and goals. And I think women don't like to look at anything that puts them in the negative light. So you'll have a lot of women that say, oh, yes, I'm working on my dreams and goals. I've got it. But that's not true, ladies. And I think that honesty is really the best policy here. We're looking at really accomplishing our life dreams and our life goals. We really have got to get extremely honest with ourselves, because if we don't, then we are going to be at that same back channel as I spoke of, at the same place, the same time next year. And many of you might be shaking your heads in agreement, because there are many dreams and goals, many things that you set for yourself this year, and it looked good on paper, but you haven't taken action, the right kind of action on them. And so as a result, you're not seeing the results that you would like to see. And so I want to talk about and give you some tips on making a commitment to your calendar. And in essence, what it is making a commitment to yourself. But I said making a commitment to your calendar because I believe that there are some foundational tools that lead to success. And what those foundational tools are is that, number one, you have to definitely have belief in yourself, okay? Because if you don't have belief in yourself, then most likely you're going to not commit to the calendar. The next thing is that you must develop habits that get you good results, okay, positive results, the results you're looking for. Many of us have poor habits that have wreaked havoc, H-O-V-O-C, havoc on our lives, and as a result, okay, we have given in and just allow those habits to keep running everything, but we can no longer do that. So that commitment is required. Another foundational tool is your time management. Time management, and I'm going to just let you know, maybe, you know, I'm a deep thinker, and I know many of you are deep thinkers, but I really go deep in a lot of things, because I know that this earth that we live in is just a gaseous ball spinning in the air, right, by an axis, and that inside of that gaseous ball is us. And so I believe and I know that there is something bigger, something much larger than us, and it is our creator. It is God. And I know that we have to really pay attention to God and pay attention to the Bible and pay attention to what the Bible is saying about life, because in it is truly a lot of life results. If we are really looking for success, we can get it from there. And time management is one of them. You guys have heard me speak before about the definition of time, and I just want to share it again, because I believe this was a spiritual experience that I had with that definition. And the definition that my spirit gave me is that time, right, time in and of itself is a testimony, it's a testament that you are here. It speaks to your existence. That's what time is, and everything is on a time system. And so that's why it's so important that whatever quarter of life that you are in, that you understand that time is the most important commodity you actually have. The incredible thing about this is that time doesn't cost us any money, and yet we are not utilizing the wealth of time in the way that we should. So time management, again, is number three of those tools that you actually should have. Number four, the tool that you should have that's going to help you to manifest everything that you want is goal setting. Okay, because goal setting allows you to spark or to jumpstart manifestation in your life. That's how it's done. And last but not least, I want to say that you must have a strong commitment to your calendar, okay? Because having that commitment and getting things done is what it's all about. So I want to talk quickly about what's going to get you that commitment. How are you going to have that commitment? Okay, so I'm going to go back and talk about something quickly that I have shared with many of you on the show before. So I mentioned to you that the first rule of thumb, the you know, of the tools that you need to create the foundation for your success is belief in yourself. So you guys have all heard me talk about this. And I call believing in yourself unshakable faith. In other words, there's different levels of belief that you can have in yourself, but the one that I think you have to have, it's mandatory, is unshakable faith. So you say, Trina, what is unshakable faith? Well, ladies, unshakable faith is a belief so deeply rooted within yourself that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all of your dreams, all of your goals, all of your ideas, on your vision, on whatever it is that you want to do. Now, with that said, that's what you're going to need to have a commitment in your to your calendar. Why? Because the calendar is what's going to hold you accountable, but only if it's properly managed. It can't hold you accountable if you're not committed to it and putting on there the things that are most important. So starting out with number one and staying committed to your calendar is this. Every Sunday evening, and you guys have heard me talk about this as I talk about those four questions that you should be asking yourself. Every Sunday evening, I want you to break out your calendar. You need to schedule some time. This should be consistent. Schedule some time, preferably the same time every Sunday evening, that you break out that calendar and you actually ask yourself that question that is so important. Are my goals and the activities on this calendar, are they in alignment with each other? Are they balanced? Okay? Because that is where you really can catch any errors, any problems, all of those things that fall through the cracks, you can catch them here. So that means that you're going to really have to be in touch and in tune with your goals, right? So that's number one for staying committed to your calendar, is that you're going to be committed to it by every Sunday evening, looking at your full calendar that Monday through that Friday and looking at those activities and making sure that they are in alignment with your goals for that week. Very, very important. The next thing that I think in staying committed to your calendar is that a lot of the times, most women don't realize that there should be what I call spacers put throughout your calendar. And what spacers are they help you to not overbook, and they help you to not allow things to fall through the cracks. So I'm going to tell you what the spacers are. So, for example, you have the prep spacer, okay, P-R-E-P, the prep spacer. And what the prep spacer is that if you have an appointment that you have to prepare for, or, for example, if you have a client or you sold a product and you've got to prepare the product before the client picks it up, whatever it is, if you have an appointment and prep time is needed, if you just leave a blank space in there and don't put anything, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to work all the way up into that time zone of that appointment or that activity without prepping for it. So you need to put in a prep space. So all you need to do is put the word prep time for the amount of time you need to prep prior to that appointment, and that will block that space. Another spacer that a lot of people forget to add is the travel prep, because if you have an appointment or somewhere that you have to leave outside of your home office to go to, oftentimes, for example, if an appointment was at 10 a.m., well, based on the location of that appointment, you're going to need anywhere between, 30 minutes and an hour? And if it's in the morning, you might run into traffic. So you might need 30 minutes to 1 hour to get there. So you need to put a travel time in there, okay? Travel time. Travel time is a spacer. So, for example, and this has caught many people in the time management class that I teach live. A lot of women have had aha moments and say, okay, well, this is why I keep being late on things. Because check this out. If you have an appointment at 10, how long does it take you to get ready? It may take you an hour to an hour and a half, most women, to get your clothes on and get ready, right? But if you have a child that you have to get to school, then you may have a longer period of time that you need for getting ready. So guess what? It doesn't leave a lot of time for you to have that travel time. So this is why travel time needs to be put in. So if you have an appointment at 10 a.m., it's going to take you 30 minutes to get there. So from 9:30 to 10, you should put travel time. And then that will let you know what time you've got to wake up in order to get yourself and your kids out the door and get to your next appointment. Another spacer that I think is very, very important is personal time. Now, personal time can include anything. It can include a doctor's appointment. It can include just a gap of time that you feel like you want to have a space in there. So you have personal time. The next type of spacer that I really use a lot is admin time. Admin time is you may have a lot of to-do items that you need to get done. You've prioritized them, and not all the time are to-do items necessary to just put in a time spot by themselves. Maybe these are to-do items that it requires 10 or 15 minutes for you to do it. So I may have 2 hours that I say admin time in which I have a to-do list of priority things that need to get done. So spacers are very important because they help you to stay committed to your calendar. They help you to space out your time properly and prevent a lot of things from falling into the cracks. Now, the next thing in staying committed to your calendar is you've heard me say that you should look at your calendar 3 times a day, and I believe that that's very important. So you should look at your calendar morning, early morning, mid-afternoon, meaning anywhere between that 1 and 3 o'clock time zone, and early evening, meaning anywhere between that 5 and 7 o'clock time zone. Very, very important to look at your calendar 3 times daily simply because it allows you to stay in touch with your calendar, and it allows you to hold yourself accountable as well. Now, moving on with making a commitment to your calendar is you really need to develop a system as to how you manage your time. So you need to develop that time management system, okay? And with everything, and I say this, you guys will hear me repeat the word system a lot on Successful Woman Radio. And the reason for that is this, is that our whole universe, ladies, runs on a system. When God designed us, we are a system. Our bodies have to function literally perfectly just about in order for us to survive and to live, right? We have a blood flow system. We have a heart system that pumps the blood. We have an oxygen system that we exchange carbon dioxide for oxygen. So you get the picture. Our bodies are a living system. So what makes us think that because if we are a living system, we live in a system, what makes us think that we can run things any way that we want to? We need to really get the message today that everything that you do and you want to be successful in it, it has to be ran in a system, okay? Very, very important. I want you all to really write that down. Everything I want to be successful in, I must run in a system. And there's no difference with your time management system. Again, you are allotted 24 hours every single day. You cannot recapture. For every second that passes you by, you cannot recapture that second. It's lost. It's gone. You can't worry about it. You've got to push forward. So what's the secret here? What must you do? Well, you have to learn how to properly manage all of that, and it can only be done if you're committed enough to put it into a system. So I want you guys to remember that in order to be successful and in order to start seeing things get done, you must have it in a system, okay? Very, very important. And so those are the 4 things that I think are very key in making a commitment to your calendar. But the last thing, number 5, okay, I think is an all-time most important thing in order for you to make a commitment. You must know that you do not have to be by yourself, okay? You do not have to be by yourself in making this commitment because there is support for you. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned in being successful is that I needed to have learned to tap into the talent and the potential and the knowledge of other people. And so that's what I have been doing. And that has just taken me to a whole nother level. And so, again, in order for you to stay committed to your calendar, you know, you can't, you know, just kind of keep everything closed into yourself. If there's something that you don't know, something that's not working, your time management system has gone awry, you can't seem to be on time for a lot of things, you can't seem to put things in action, or you feel that it's just not tweaking in the way that you need to, then you need to understand that I am here for you. There is support.
And so I always offer at the end of every show, mostly, for you to create a Power Talk request. All you do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on coaching, and in the right-hand column, click on schedule Power Talk. And you can schedule a Power Talk, and we can brainstorm about time management, about how, you know, your system and what you need to do. So if you've never had a time management Power Talk with me before, then it's something that you need to do, okay? So I would encourage you to definitely do so. Didn't get a chance to do our book excerpt from John C. Maxwell, so I'll start out fresh on Monday, November 3rd. I want everyone to mark their calendars, and I want to challenge you all to share the show with at least two people to be on the air for next week, November 3rd, to be on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Again, congratulations to all of you who won the E-Prize, the Power of Follow-Up Audio and Workbook. We'll be getting that to you a little bit later today. I also want to remind you about our wonderful events that are coming up. We've got the Next Level Conference that we're partnering with that's coming up on November 8th. And then we also have, that I'm very excited about, our Holiday Extravaganza. This is produced and hosted by Women About Biz. And I hope that all of you will want to participate in this wonderful event. Well, we're at the end of our show. We've gone over just a little bit, but I am glad, and I hope that you are ready to have a productive and abundant week. I want to just say thank you again to all of you for listening, and take care, everybody. Bye-bye.